Hello to the hello and welcome. My name is Henrik Vestergaard. I am the ISV developer evangelist out of the Danish subsidiary. Today I'm visiting an exciting ISV called Equatech. Equatech is about to launch a new product which many of you Silverlight developers might find very, very interesting. Here today with me I have Richard, the lead programmer. Richard, could you introduce yourself?
Yes.
And Equatech?
And Equatech, yes. My name is Richard Flamsholt, and I'm a lead programmer on this new product out of Equatech. And we are releasing a Silverlight profiler, a Silverlight code profiler, which is the first of its kind in the world.
So can you quickly elaborate about what's a profiler? What will a profiler do for you as a developer?
A code profiler is a tool that lets you see where the time is actually being spent in your program. So you can find bottlenecks, you can optimize your code, you can make it run faster. That's what this is all about. And we have had a code profiler for originally developed for Compact Framework for about 2 years ago, which has been widely recognized as, well, it's actually the only code profiler for Compact Framework. So it's been downloaded 30, 40,000 times and has got a lot of recognition in the industry.
Okay, and cool. So now you're launching a Silverlight profiler as well?
Now we're launching Silverlight. So now we have a profile that profiles full .NET or Compact Framework and Silverlight as a first.
Okay.
And what I would like to show you was how it works. We've got a couple of applications.
Okay, so which applications are we going to look at?
We're actually going to look at two things. We got very fortunate to get a snapshot of Scott Guthrie's Silverface application, which is a Silverlight application that acts as a Facebook client. He showed it off at PwC online.
Okay.
So I'm going to show you
early
bits from that one, what it looks like when it's running.
Okay.
And afterwards, we're going to look at an application that we have developed in-house here at Equatech, which is a really large Silverlight client for a service that I'll tell you about later.
Okay, cool.
So let's dive into Scott Guthrie's Silverface application.
Show me.
Here it is, and I'll just run it and log in. It's, as I said, a Facebook client, more or less. So right now I'm logging into my own account at Facebook. And his application will let me see my friends and all their photos and stuff. So it's
obviously it's early bits.
So it's early bits. There's a more slick version somewhere.
Exactly. Get it off the Silverlight.net website.
Okay, so let's log out, and let's start up our profiler, which I have down here. And the way to profile a Silverlight application is simply to find your source. There it is, Silverface. I'll just drop it there. And it will dig into the SAP file and see what the DLLs is actually in there, and you can decide whether you want to profile all of it. Maybe you just want to focus on a part of your application. But otherwise, we're set to go. So I'll say build, which will actually inject some extra timing code into your application. And you might think that it makes it run extremely slow, but no, it doesn't.
Okay, so it instruments your code.
It instruments your code, and we can see that there are 926 methods instrumented here.
Okay.
And now that I've built it, I can select the right application to run.
Yeah.
And I'll just say run, it'll start up the internal web server and show me this application again. And this time we are running the instrumented version, which will let us collect some profiling timing statistics. And you can see here that our profile has picked up that the application Facebook News Panel has started.
Yeah.
And otherwise it's just as it was before. I can go look at pictures and friends, etc. And I can also go back here and say, let me take a snapshot of what you've been doing so far.
Yeah.
And it gets sent from the Silverlight app automatically to the profile and stored on a local directory
okay.
on my PC. And you can see I have quite a lot of reports over the years. And I'll just open it, and voila, here it is. Here's how his code was executed.
Okay, so now you're actually diving into how methods are
now
called.
I'm looking into what took most time in his application.
So it's the hot path.
The hot spot, yes. I can see that there's one Facebook request on request completed. It takes 905 milliseconds.
92% of the execution time.
Yes. Okay. Yes, that's somewhat expensive.
Yeah.
Asynchronous set completed.
So you're drilling down now?
I'm drilling into to see where the actual hotspots is. Make Facebook REST call, send request, there's probably... And then you can go and look at the source code and see what bits you can optimize here. And it turned out that this send request is actually the one taking most of the time.
Okay.
So if you want to optimize his application, he should look into the communication, I would say.
Oh, yeah.
But this is not a very intensive application, so there's not much to, there may be not so much to optimize in this. But it's still interesting to see what actually gets executed, and you get a sense of, it's nice to know that there isn't a big part to optimize
okay.
here.
So you're pretty confident about this application?
Yes, I would have.
I think Scott will be happy to hear that.
Yeah, he's free to... to download our profile and try it out.
Great. Okay, so let's have a look at something which might show us some other results.
Yes. We have in-house developed a pretty big serverless application which serves as a client front-end to our analytics service, which is essentially a service that allows programmers to get to know how their programs are used.
Okay.
They get a small... monitoring DLL from us and put it into their programs, and when that program is distributed around the world, it will call back to our server with usage information. So it will help you get to know what your program is doing out in the world and if it experiences any problems or anything. And the front end for that is, as I said, a big Silverlight application, which we have down here, Ecotech Analytics. And I'll just run that to show you what it's all about.
Yep.
There you go. It starts up. So now I'm running our Silverlight application. And I can log into our service with my email password. And I'll tell a bit more about the data later on. The point is that this is a pretty big application. So let's try to instrument that and see where the bottlenecks are, because I know there is a bottleneck.
Okay.
I'll fire up, or I'll go back to the profile and say, now I want to go to our application. There it is.
So you're just dragging in the project folder of your solution?
I can also browse to it.
Okay.
Dragging is pretty easy.
Then you got to instrument it?
I instrument it. And it's a pretty...
Wow, it's larger than the Silverlight app. You have 3,300 almost.
Yeah, okay. 3,300.
Cool.
We have profiled the applications that has tens of thousands of methods.
Okay.
So that's no problem. And as you notice, the profiler right now is a standalone application. It doesn't integrate into Visual Studio. I had to do this outside Visual Studio. But we're working on a plugin to make it easier for you to... integrated into your build step.
Okay, nice.
And actually, if you want to, you can do it right now because there's a command line version that you can.
Oh, so you can still use it from MS Build?
Yes.
Okay.
So anyway, we've instrumented our large application, and I'll run it like before, and I get the login screen, which I'll just log in here. And as you can see, there's not much of a speed difference, even though we're now running the instrumented code. And the part that I wanted to show you was a list of exceptions that this particular application has reported back to our server during the last, let's say, the last year.
Okay, so it's basically a data mining operation that you're doing now and visualizing the data. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And That took a while. Let's go back to the true profile and say, I'll just reset the timing now because I want to focus especially on this particular part.
Yes.
And then I'll just drag
this. So this is the operation you want to profile?
Yes. So now it reloads the data.
Yes.
And I'll go back and say, take snapshot. And it will, as you saw, a new snapshot arrived.
Yes.
And I can take a look at it and find out what's taking so long.
Yeah.
Get exception buckets completed. Blah, blah, blah. And this looks like it's taking quite a lot of,
71%, yeah.
So I just copy the method name. There's no automatic way of going straight from an application to your source.
Okay.
That's also a force because you can profile applications for which you don't even have the source.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Sure.
But I have the source, and I'll switch to it now. And actually, this was the method, get exception buckets completed, that took so long.
Yeah.
And this bucket wrapper, or this buckets, let's go to its definition and see. And that's an observable collection. And observable collections tend to throw a lot of notification changes when you bulk load them. So let's change this to be a bulk observable collection instead. And go back to where it was used, down here. And instead of adding all the items one at a time, I'll just
do bulk add.
I'll bulk add them using bucket.add range instead.
Yeah.
There you go. One small change. And now I'll rebuild this application. All 21 projects. So now, 12. So now we have the rebuilded application. And I'll go back and re-instrument it as well.
Yes.
Because I want to run it with the new timing code. There you go. Fast. I'll just close the old instance of it. So now we're running the new one. I'll log in, and let's try to repeat what we did just before.
Yep.
Going into the exception view, exceptions, and I saw the entire year.
Okay. Do a snapshot?
Yeah, let me just reset the counters first, and then drag this one a little bit.
Yeah.
It reloads the data. So now we've recreated the situation.
Yeah.
And I can take another snapshot, which will appear here.
Yes.
And now we're down to, this was about 400 milliseconds before for the event handler. Get exception buckets completed. And now the time itself inside get exception buckets completed is zero.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it only throws this collection change once. That's
so now we're able to find other hotspots to improve.
Yeah, now this is the hotspot.
Yeah.
And I can go back to my list of reports here. You can see I had this report and then another one just 2 minutes earlier.
Yeah.
That's sort of our baseline.
That
took 467 milliseconds. And I can compare the two. And it'll give me an idea of what parts were actually improved. I can see that this get exception buckets completed,
that's a good view. I think even managers will be able to understand this view.
Yes, we added a column here saying, what's the speed up?
Yeah.
That's sort of the manager column. That's what you don't tell your team lead or manager. I just speeded up our program by a factor of 2.25.
Exactly.
So they can understand that.
Yeah.
So it's quite easy to use for profiling, and it supports Silverlight 2, Silverlight 3, Silverlight 4, once it gets out. And of course, the secret is that all the other profilers, they hook into the running CLR and use an API called ICO Profiler Callback API that notifies them about a method was entered, method was leaved, etc. And the CLR that runs Silverlight application don't have that API. But we don't use that. We inject timing code straight into your assemblies. And we had to do it that way because the API doesn't exist on the compact framework either. So we had to do it that way. But that gives us the edge when it comes to Silverlight.
Okay.
So that's our secret.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much, Richard. Yeah, I think it's a really interesting demo. I think a lot of Silverlight developers will be really, really happy to get their hands on the bits.
Yeah, I hope so. Okay. They can just go and fetch it now and try it out.
Okay. Thank you, Richard. Good demo. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.